I am so humbled by the great love our God has for us. I look at the Christmas story and I think, wow, what grace Jesus has for sinners. We fail and fail and fail and fail. Yet he, knowing that, he came. He lived and he died and he rose again for us. And we're not worth it. And since that time, he's been in heaven with his Father, interceding daily for us. Has never given up on us all this time. Even since the Garden of Eden, never gave up on us. Still wanted a relationship with us, even though we continue to fail him in our sinfulness and humanity and pride. This Christmas, I think of that example. And the gift I want to give Jesus is forgiveness. I want to forgive others the way that he forgave me. I want to give others the chances that he gives me. The Bible says that his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. This Christmas, the gift I want to give Jesus is to love the way he loves, to keep giving people chances the way that he did. You know, it's not very popular in our culture. Actually, it's very unpopular to continue to give people chances. It's the meme or the quote or the plaque you might see, you know, don't cross oceans for those who wouldn't cross the street for you or something like that. But the fact is, if we're Christ followers, we are going to do for others that fail us. We are going to keep loving and giving and forgiving and praying for and accepting back people that fail us. Now, please don't think that this is a wide and sweeping statement or that I'm a psychiatrist or anything like that. I'm simply looking at the love God had for us. When he arrived, there wasn't a place for him. When his mother was going to have him as a baby, there wasn't room for him in the inn. People weren't there for him at his birth. When he lived on earth, he wasn't understood. Even his parents wondered, why are you here in the temple? You're supposed to be with us. And they didn't understand him, his own parents. Everybody misunderstood him. He gave and did miracles and taught and loved and had patience with so many people that misunderstood him. He went to the cross. None of his disciples were there except for John. At the cross, people weren't there for him. His closest friends weren't there for him. One of them denied he even knew him. The others just didn't show up. Yet he still loved and forgave. On his resurrection, he told them many times he was going to come back to life. Nobody was there for that. Nobody really believed or understood what he said. Yet he was still there, appearing to them, teaching them, inspiring them to go out and tell the world about him. He didn't give up on Peter when he denied him. Throughout the Gospels, I see so much grace. In my life, I see so much grace. This Christmas, that's the gift I want to give Jesus. It's difficult. It's not one of the dollar store items you buy on Christmas Eve to pop in a stocking. It's a gift you pray and work for all year. Loving and forgiving others the way Christ did for us. It's not easy. It's not popular. It's not what modern counselors and advisors in their books and their podcasts are telling people to do. Everyone needs to look out for number one and make sure nobody misuses you. Make sure that you are caring for yourself and make sure that you're looking out for number one and make sure everybody treats you right, or else walk away because you deserve better. But I don't see any of that in the Gospels. This Christmas, I want to move a little bit closer to the direction of Christ-like love and do the hard thing. Pull somebody back into my life, even in my thoughts, that I have put up a wall, disliked, shunned, decided not to talk to, decided not to invite over, decided they're weird, I don't want to be with them. But Jesus was always hanging around with those types of people, helping them while he was on earth. And that's the gift I want to give him this Christmas. Are you with me? Do we really want to do the hard thing and love and forgive and give and have grace toward others the way he did toward us? Last week, I talked about just keeping your mouth closed and not giving opinions. And that is difficult. Not telling everybody what to do. Giving people the benefit of the doubt. But this week, I'm going further. The one that hasn't treated you well, has maybe not invited you to their gathering, the one who didn't get you something, the one who spread rumor about you, all of these things happened to Jesus. I want to react with God's help. Can't do it in the flesh, the way Christ did. From his birth to his death to his resurrection. And then, even more than that, that was 2,000 years ago. For 2,000 plus years, Christ has been interceding for us. Daily, telling God, I understand. Give them a chance. I cover that with my blood. Let them go. I took care of that on the cross, interceding for us all this time. That's how he feels about us. That's what he does for us. And this Christmas, 2024, that's what I wanted to do for others. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. Let's walk in that love this week, the week of Christmas. Let's walk in Christ's love for the difficult people, for the hard to forgive, for the relationships that need to be mended. Loving God through loving others. I love you, friends. Have a wonderful Christmas.